Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Sweet anxious high achiever, welcome to the High I'm Anxious podcast. I'm so glad that you're spending some time with me today. It is heavy on my heart right now, this topic that I need to talk with you about today, because it's something that I have struggled with recently, and I just feel like it's important for us to sometimes share our struggles, even if we're in the midst of them and haven't climbed out yet, because maybe there's somebody we know that's listening that might also be struggling too, and all they need to know is that they aren't alone in their struggles. So what I want to talk about right now, sweet anxious high achiever, is knowing when you need to slow down, knowing when you need to stop, knowing when you need to take a break. Because I think as high achievers, especially those of us who struggle with anxiety, we tend to push ourselves way past the limit of what is healthy, appropriate, or reasonable for our own selves, our own bodies, our own lives. And keep in mind as I talk today that each individual situation is different and varies. So your situation is unique and you need to take into account for you your unique situation. And what may be the point of needing a break or a rest for one person isn't necessarily the same for the other because there's so many factors to take into account in our lives, okay? So don't use this as a tool for comparison. Use this as a tool for true introspection into your own self, your own life, to figure out, is it time for you to slow down, to rest, to take a break, even if it's in one part of your life, okay? Because I think that the rest is just so, so critical. It's part of life. I recently talked about needing a spring break or a spring cleaning in cycles of life. We're not meant to run at full speed nonstop without a rest, dear sweet high achiever. We aren't meant to go, 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 go nonstop. That's just simply unreasonable to expect and unhealthy to try to do to ourselves. So today I want to talk through just a handful of things for you to consider to know if it's time for you to slow down, rest, or take a break. Now, one of the biggest things is physical symptoms. And I think that this is something that is a real struggle for a lot of us because we tend to be able to suppress our physical needs in order to obtain whatever it is that we want to push for that next goal, to accomplish that next thing, to finish that project, to get done what we need to get done for the day, which can mean ignoring really basic physical cues like, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm thirsty, I need to go to the restroom. And so I think that the more you do that, the more you train your brain to just simply override any physical cues or sensations that your body is giving you. And it's so important to pay attention to that because that is feedback. You know, when you finish a project and you take time to debrief to see what went well, what didn't go well, it's really similar here. You get cues from your body on what's working for you and what's not working for you. And I want you to take some time to pay attention to what isn't working for you. Are you noticing sensations in your body that are getting to the point where they're starting to scream at you? Maybe you're starting to have headaches, and that's unusual for you. Or maybe you're starting to notice some brain fog. Or maybe you're not sleeping well, or your poor sleep patterns have actually shifted and they're still bad, but there's something different. So I'd like for you to stop and think, what is your body telling you? what kinds of things have been going on with your body that might be signaling you that it's time for you to slow down, if for no other reason than to listen that your body needs something from you right now. So think about physical things that are going on within your body, symptoms, sensations, whatever it is that's happening for you, and how they might be signaling for you that it's time for you to slow down or take a rest. I also want you to think about emotional symptoms, and I think this too can be an area where high achievers struggle so much. We can suppress our own emotions in order to get the job done, but it's really important to pay attention to them because they too are signals to us about what's going right, what's not going right. And I think that if we can learn to use them to our benefit rather than just suppressing them, that can be so important. So think about what your emotions have been like recently. Are you noticing yourself maybe feeling irritable? Maybe you're snapping at colleagues or family members, or maybe holding it together just long enough for them to leave the room and then you grumble about them under your breath as they leave. Maybe you just feel like you're on edge at all times. I was talking with a colleague recently as we were pushing through a really big project, and we both felt this just hyperventilating, panicking sensation in our bodies as we went about our day, which came out in emotions. And we would go home and kind of describe this to our families. And it's like, oh my gosh, what is that trying to tell us? What is that trying to tell me specifically about how things are going? And maybe the fact that I need to pay attention and help myself or do something a little bit different. So pay attention to emotions that are going on in yourself and what that might be telling you about your need for a rest, a break, or slowing down. And then finally, I think this is something, if the first two didn't get you, dear sweet high achiever, I know that this one's going to. And that is, are you noticing decreased productivity? If you aren't feeling like you can take the time to pay attention to your physical or emotional self, what about decreased productivity? I know that that matters to you because you are a high achiever. Have you noticed anywhere in your life where you're maybe just not as productive as you once were, or productive as you feel like you could or should be? Are you not getting to things as quickly as you would like to? Are you struggling when you sit down to work to actually focus and pay attention on the work at hand? These could be signs of decreased productivity that might be signaling to you it's time for you to rest or slow down. So again, to recap today, I talked about three areas or three things that you want to pay attention to that might be signaling to you that you need to maybe rest, slow down, or take a break. And that is maybe physical signals or cues, emotional signals or cues, and then decreased productivity. And I would encourage you to sit down and write about one of these. Maybe take 3 minutes, because I know you're busy. Take 3 minutes to sit down with your journal and journal out physical symptoms and anything that you've noticed over the last week, or maybe decreased productivity. Where have you noticed some decreased productivity in your life? And I want you to think about how these things might be signaling to you, it's time. It's time. You need to back off. You need to take a rest. You need to take a break. It's that slowing down to speed up process that you've heard about and maybe not experimented with much in your life. Now, don't worry, because this isn't the end of this. This is part one of a two-part episode. We'll be back next week to talk about what to do next. If you have realized finally that it's time for you to take a rest, take a break, or slow down, how can you actually do that without worsening your anxiety? Because I know that's on your mind. Now, that's all I have for you today, sweet high achiever. If you're not already a member of my free Facebook group, I hope that you'll come join. The link to join is in the show notes. It is a community that is encouraging, that is full of sweet, high-achieving, anxious women just like you who are there to support one another. I just love being there myself, and I hope that you'll come join us. Again, the link to join is in the show notes, and I can't wait to talk with you next week. Take care. Hey friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. if you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.